Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I will predict support by Elliot Shore Parks for Camus Grugier Hill because they're both hyphenates.
Are they hyphenates?
They both use the hyphen.
It's a hyphenated last name.
That's a special bond you find no other place, right? You're not Al Morganti Shore.
No.
Or something like that. You just got the one day.
So you married Elliot?
I don't think Elliot. Shore Parks is out of line. Hi, Elliot.
I'm out on Camus Grugier Hill. I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
You're doing the hyphenated name poorly. 2 weeks ago, Jake Elliott helped the Elliott name. Now Camus Grugier Hill is ruining the hyphen. So it's been a real up and down week for my name.
All right. We got to start there, though, Elliot, because in Dallas, you're probably guessing what they're saying. They're going, Camus, who? Is he even on the team? But he came out yesterday and he said, we're not ready yet? All right, hold on, Joe. I want people to hear the words because you would not. Al claims he's never heard an athlete.
I'm trying to think of an athlete that said that specific term.
The word. Here it is.
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke, so we'll go down there and make them choke.
Al doesn't think they use choke. Elliot, are you surprised he said it? Give us your reaction.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I mean, this Eagles locker room, I'll definitely say they definitely have confidence after two straight. You can feel it after the game. You can feel it this week. But they're also a veteran team that I can't really remember making a ton of headlines about their opponent really since Doug got here. I mean, so I'm very surprised that he said that, and especially the manner he did. I mean, look, it's already going to be a tough game. You're already going in as underdogs. I don't see why you would say that through the media. Now, maybe, you know, Doug likes it privately because it's showing some confidence, but I can't imagine he likes the fact that he's giving the Cowboys some bulletin board material.
All right, but hold on. Al Morganti made a great point that Dallas beat the Saints after DeMarcus Lawrence did some trash talking toward the Saints. Maybe it's a way to focus the team.
Yeah, I mean, look, it could be that. I will say that DeMarcus Lawrence probably, you know, is a little bit of a better player than Camus Grugier Hill. And, you know, look, Camus done a good job in his role, but, you know, especially after you dropped that pick six 2 weeks ago, which really could have changed the game.
Yep.
You know, I think of all guys, maybe Camus shouldn't have been the one.
Yeah, because that was the game that set Dallas off into their great run. I mean, I'm trying to get a handle on Dallas because we didn't think they were all that good coming in. Offensively, their numbers are not particularly impressive. What happened? How did they get so good, Elliot?
I think two things happened. First of all, their defensive line has played really well. Their defense in general has been much better than people expected. They're number two overall in points allowed this year. So teams have really just struggled to score on them. But the other thing the Cowboys have done this year that really the Eagles haven't is they're getting a lot of help from young players they drafted. That's part of the reason when you looked at this roster going in, you said, okay, maybe they won't be that good. But they've had a lot of guys in the secondary that have outplayed expectations and just a lot of young picks in general. Whereas the Eagles, they have some veteran guys, but when those guys have gone down, they haven't had that stockpile of young talent to come in and help.
You know what's fascinating about the matchup? They're really fast on defense. The Eagles have more weapons than ever, and now they got Sproles back. You saw the impact he can have on the game. He got 9 snaps and a couple of punt returns. This is a tremendous matchup, the Eagles' weapons against all those young players. Can't the Eagles take advantage of the fact that they're young and maybe not ready for a big game like this?
You know, 2 weeks ago, I probably would have said no, that the Eagles offense isn't going to be able to go in and do anything.
Right.
But I do think that the offense has genuinely turned a corner. I mean, they're averaging almost a touchdown more per game over the last 2 weeks than they were, you know, this season. So there are real signs of improvement.
Yeah.
The other thing that the Eagles have going for them in terms of the big stage of the spotlight versus the young players on the Cowboys, the Eagles are 6-2 in their last 8 trips to Dallas. And the majority of those, I feel like, have been in prime time. So the Eagles have traditionally stepped up to the stage of going into Jerry World in a big game, and they've really rise to that moment.
All right, so let's talk about the linchpin in that offense, Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest game of his career in the NFL. And I don't think anybody, he didn't play the big ones last year. He was a rookie the first time around. And it's one day before the anniversary of the injury. Elliot, evaluate what you've seen so far and try to project what he can do in Dallas.
So I 100% agree. This is the biggest game of Carson's career. And the fact that it's against the Cowboys and Dak Prescott just adds to it. I mean, this is a game where Carson absolutely has to come out and play well and show that he is one of those great young quarterbacks in the league. Overall this year, Carson's been interesting because on one hand, he has more games with a quarterback rating over 100 than he did last year. But when you watch him, you just get this feeling that he's making more mistakes than he did last year. I mean, the red zone interception last week was pretty costly. He had a very costly interception against the Cowboys 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. So overall, I just think that with Carson, he's had his moments, but I don't think he's played completely up to the level he did last year. And that should be a little bit concerning heading into Dallas because of the costly turnovers that he's had and the timing of them.
You know, I find myself trying to game plan the game Sunday. I swear to God. You know when he was best last week? Wentz was amazing when he was running out with the ball, when he was on the move, right? And if the Cowboys are this quick and they got a good pass rush, I'm moving him around more and I'm trying to maybe double pump a couple. They seem overly aggressive. To me, the way to beat that Cowboys defense is to try a little trickery. Aren't they ready for something like that?
Yeah, I agree. I think Carson was absolutely on his best when he was rolling out. I mean, it gives him the opportunity to kind of just, you know, make it up on the fly. You saw last week with Golden Tate, he's pointing him to run upfield. He made a few other plays like that. So I do agree, and especially against this Cowboys defensive line where, I mean, the Eagles' offensive line has played better. I'll give them credit for that, especially over the last 2 weeks. But DeMarcus Lawrence and some of the pass rushers that Cowboys' offensive line has, you don't want Wentz just sitting back there, especially because he's shown when he's in that pocket, he does have a fumbling issue. I think he put it on the ground 8 times this year. So I agree. I would put him out on the run to the side, let him see if he can create like he did last week against Washington.
All right, Elliot, other side of the ball seems pretty simple to me. You got to stop Elliott. The Eagles have always had a phenomenal, you know, since they got Fletcher Cox, they've been great against the run. But they haven't always been great this season against the run. Are they going to be able to devise a plan to stop Elliott?
So you say it sounds simple, but Ezekiel Elliott had the most total yards he has this season versus the Eagles 3 weeks ago. So they had major problems with him first time this season. Here's one thing I'll say is encouraging for the Eagles heading into this matchup. You're right. The defensive line's been good against the run, but what's hurt this team is the secondary play. You had so many young players in and out of there. I mean, you saw against the Cowboys, Trey Sullivan got literally jumped over by Ezekiel Elliott. This week, he probably won't be playing as much because they're getting a little healthier in the secondary. So Rasul Douglas has been better against the run. Sidney Jones remains an issue, but I mean, you know, you would hope that he would play better. But I can't imagine Ezekiel Elliott will rack up another 240 total yards like he did in the first matchup. But if he does, clearly, that's not good for the Eagles.
I'm getting very excited here. I have a feeling we're going to hear something good in a second from Elliott Shore Park. Elliott, before you give us your pick in this game, you will be in Dallas this weekend. Do you enjoy the city of Dallas, Texas?
No.
Tell us why. What's wrong with Dallas?
You know, the stadium's pretty far out from the city, so it's tough to go in. And I will say this about the stadium. Like, it's impressive in how new it is, but just in terms of hosting a big football game, it's not a great stadium in that regard. The fans are really far from the field. It just feels too big for a game. So for a game like this, I mean, you mentioned it, like, huge game, huge rivalry, big playoff implications. You would hope it would be at a better stadium that'll have, you know, more fans and more interaction stuff than a place like Dallas.
All right. I'll take it. I love that little stat, 6-2, the last 8 games in Dallas, Texas. Elliott Shore Parks, Eagles at Cowboys, 425, Dallas, Texas. Who wins this game?
You know, I hate to break your heart, Angelo, and after Kamu Grugier-Hill said that with a hyphenated name, it hurts me to do it too, but I can't pick the Eagles.
Oh, no! You said a lot of positive stuff!
I know, but this team so many times all year has looked great going in, and then they've just ruined it, and I just think on the road, I can't pick them. I can't pick them. I think it'll be close. I think the offense will score, but I do think the Cowboys win.
This was no vote of confidence for Carson Wentz, and I'm going to make sure he hears that. Elliot, right. I'm going to make sure he knows. Cowboys are in a close one.
Cowboys in a close one. That's my pick.
All right. Well, we're not pleased with you, and I'm cutting you off right now, Shaw Park. That's enough for you today. Get him out of there.
Wow.
Al, he said a lot of – he gave a – oh, you know, Wentz is looking better, and the offensive line is better.
No.
And we got more weapons, and defensively, you know, things are starting to tone. And then he goes, Cowboys are going to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.